Good morning, everybody. Hey, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. The last time I was here, I preached at that end. So when my children said, "Pop, we're going to go through that door over there," I said, "No, we'll be walking in front of all the people and they'll be watching us coming into church." I'm really honored to be here. My boy Mitchell is just going to do a Bible reading for us.
The Bible reading for today comes from the book of Dr. Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but he was short. He could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost."
Amen. Thanks, Mitchell. Let me tell you something. It's a bit dangerous when a preacher walks to preach with just the Bible. But today, I brought my mobile phone up. If I go too long, my wife's going to ring me. No, I'm joking. But I received a call, text from Jared. He said, "I'm apologising that I can't be there on Sunday." And I said, "No, that's okay. Well, Saturday mornings, 6 o'clock, I'm a 5 o'clock person every day. So at 6, I was feeling all ill on my left side. And I went down to the doctor at 7. And the doctor said, "No, we're going to send you to Fiona Stanley Emergency." Well, I'm thinking, I'll have to text Jared and tell him I might not be available for Sunday. So I went there and they checked my side, and unfortunately, I was going to get shingles through my eye. I had shingles before. I went to Broome for a holiday and I come back with shingles. But I'm honored to be here. 29 years ago, I was in Theological Hall in Perth, and I wanted to be a minister. I wanted to be a learner of the Bible. 29 years ago in Theological Hall, when I was about to exit, God said something to me. I was already ready to be ordained. But when I became a Christian in 1979, a full committed born again Christian in 1979, I made a commitment to a man called Jesus Christ. And when I made a commitment, I was always a leader. I was a leader on a football field. I was a leader in the sporting arena. And I was always a spokesman. My wife and others said, well, you just got a big mouth. But 29 years ago, in Theological Hall on the month of September at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I was sitting on a lounge chair contemplating the next months that were ahead. And as I was sitting on the lounge chair, this little voice said to me, Ceylon, you've got to cross the line. And I looked around, there was Mervyn Anderson, Dennis Douse, and others who were in the part of the students. And this little voice said to me again, Ceylon, you got to cross the line. You see, when I began and went into study, I brought with me an agenda for God. I brought an agenda for God. I said to God, I'll study and I'll become a minister, but I'll become a minister to my Aboriginal people. So here I was, and there was always a heart feeling towards that. And in 1988, this little voice, I don't know if God speaks in Theological Hall, but he does this very day in September 1988. He said to this Aboriginal man, you got to cross the line. In the room, there wasn't an highlighted line. In the room, there wasn't a line drawn in black or red or any other color. But there was a line in here. And God was saying and affirming his call for me as a human, as an individual, as one who was going to take the status as a man of God. You got to go to my people. You got to cross the line. You got to go to my people. So that day in September 1988, I crossed the line. When I said, yes, Lord, there was no loud bells, there was no lightning or thunder. It was just that warm, gentle feeling that you get when you know that you got it right. When you know you got it right. Well, what's that got to do with Zacchaeus? What's that got to do with Zacchaeus? Well, in our story today, Jesus passed through a very important town, a very special place. In the eyes of the Roman leaders and those in authority, this was a place of rest, a place of beauty. But Jesus walked through this particular town. Now, Zacchaeus, as a cultural man, I got an Aboriginal name. I got a name, and my name is Wudma, and it means morning star. Zacchaeus had an Aboriginal name. Well, not mine, but he had a name belonging to his people, and it meant pure. It meant pure. Well, in this story, Zacchaeus was a cultural man. He was a Jewish man, but he walked in the shadow of life. You see, there was an understanding amongst his own people that categorized what Zacchaeus meant to their community. In the Bible, Mitchell, in verse 18, In chapter 18 of verse 11, it says these words of an interpretation of a tax collector. From there's okay, Mitch. So, out of the Bible in the chapter preceding, there was an interpretation of this man. Well, Jesus came into town. Now, geographically, Zacchaeus would have heard the words of John the Baptist at the Jordan. It was not far from Jericho. And culturally, he would have followed his mob at a distance. And he would have heard about this man. And there was something that began to upset him. And I use the word upset deliberately. So Jesus came into town, and inside of Zacchaeus, he knew that it belonged to his people. But he wanted to see this man. Now, he couldn't get in with the crowd. If he'd have got in with the crowd, he would have came out slightly pampered. So he was on the edge. He ran. If I would have known a little bit about the streets of the ancient cities of that area, they wasn't like Hay Street Mall. They were quite tiny. So a large group of people, and there wasn't much room. The Bible tells us that Zacchaeus ran. He ran on the outskirts of the group. And inside there was a burning desire to see a man called Jesus Christ. Whatever the murmur that was beginning to take place amongst his people, this guy was all right. This man, Jesus, seemed to be okay. So he wanted to. And he had to go on the outskirts of town where this tree, and he had to get there before the multitude got there, otherwise he wouldn't be able to climb the tree. But he did. And the beautiful scene of the compassion of the heart and the presence of God in this very hurtful situation. When I feel the spirit of this story, when I feel the connection as a cultural man that I have with my family and my clan group, I am so, so overwhelmed with the awesomeness and the beauty of belonging. You know, when I read this story, I read it between the lines. I want to read Zacchaeus sitting up in the tree. I just really want to feel the spirit of this man as he clings in hope, as he clings and prays that nobody will come with a stone or a stick and knock him down and trample, and all of these would have been going through his mind. But he took the chance. He took the chance. And the beautiful part of the story is that Jesus stopped. He knew this fellow's name. He knew his name. And he said, I want to come to your place. You see, it's interesting in this story that he said to Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your home. Not, Zacchaeus, can I come to your place? But he said, I'm coming to your place. And that's a little bit different Englishly, in the English language. But in culture, in his understanding, Zacchaeus felt the warmth of belonging. It was this conversation with this holy man that he felt he belonged. Now, this story we heard in Sunday school. And I can point to people who's a lot older than me who probably heard it too. But this story is much more than a story. It's about the journey of life. It's about a heart that wants to belong. If we could write and if we were to do an exegesis in this in our hall, we would, in our training, about Zacchaeus and his feelings, you know, all of these would come out. You see, in the midst of belonging to a large group, he was all alone. But some of that was on his own doings too. You know, he chose that road, he chose that way. But the spirit and the heart of this story is that a man called Jesus Christ stopped. He stopped on the road of life for Zacchaeus. You know, Zacchaeus was on a limb. But he was on a limb long before he was sitting up in that tree. And even when he heard that Jesus was coming into town, even when he was running around the outskirts of the multitude, he was on a limb. He was on the outskirts of where he belonged. You know, this simple, basic story is really a heart story about life. Let me tell you something, the people of the West City Church, let me say that physically, the Lord Jesus Christ will never walk into this place. But there are people here who walk in the footsteps of a man called Jesus Christ. Each one here that believes that the blood of Jesus Christ rests upon their life. Everyone here raises their hands as if they would raise their heart in the presence of Jesus Christ. He asks you to walk into that compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because there's a lot of Zacchaeus out there. I was thinking of a girl's name that I could say with Zacchaeus, but I couldn't. But there's a lot of people out there in the circle of Zacchaeus who are running and who are out on a limb. Even people that you know, people that come to mind for you. And all you need to do is to be faithful to the call of your master. You know, this story is simple, but it's deep. It runs into the loneliness of life. It runs into the corner of where nobody sees. Lord of the multitude didn't understand the pain and the hurt that this fellow was going through. Very powerful story about letting Jesus become the pulse beat of who we are to become. how we are there to hurt a touching world. So you see the story of 1988 of a man who said, I got it under control, God. I actually got an agenda for you. I actually got something written down that you need to have a look at and implement and put your stamp of approval. But he said, in the quietness of that theological hall, he said, boy, you've got to cross the line. You've got to go to my people. I love your people too, but you've got to go to our people. And thus, it was then that I said, yes, and I crossed the line. Well, my time's through. A simple story of Zacchaeus, but it's about Christians holding the banner, holding the torch and the fire and the compassion of a man called Jesus Christ. Within our walk in the communities, those we mingle, those we walk alongside, we take somebody with us. May the Lord bless that to your hearts today. Our Kublup mob's going to come. All our children are going to come too. And then we're going to, well, some of the little ones might be outside. But we're going to close with a song called The God of the Mountain.
Last time I was saying here, I was up there. That's great.
Life is easy.